In this Flash in ActionScript 3 lesson, I'll be demonstrating how to create an XML magic menu. And the reason why I call it an XML magic menu is because once you go to develop PHP and you download the source files, the XML and the FLA file for this tutorial, you'll notice that when you open the FLA file, there's nothing on stage, there's nothing in the layer, there's nothing in the library. So you're wondering, how is he creating a menu? And let me render out the file. You'll see when I render out, there it is, a nice menu with rollover effects and click state. So when I click any of these buttons, that one should take me to YouTube, and there it is. This one should take me to Wiki. This one should take us to Flash Building, and so on and so forth. And you can see the XML file right here. There's the XML file, and you can see all the item labels: Develop PHP, Flash Building, Adam Corey, Wiki, Google, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube. You see all those labels on those buttons right there: Wiki, MySpace, YouTube. And then inside the XML list is also the HTTP URL string. So you have a full URL string and an item label. And it's pretty much that simple. But the part that's not simple is the code that makes the magic possible. And in the top of the code, you'll see that I laid out what you need to import if you're going to run this using external scripts. And just in case you want to put this in external files. But then we set some vars for how the menu is going to be laid out on the stage, how far apart the buttons are going to be and such. A few colors for the text, and then we set up the XML to be open in red. And then once we read the XML, we run it through this XML loaded function. So once the XML is completely read by Flash, we load it into this function called XML loaded. And that's where everything happens once on XML load. And then even inside of this XML load function, XML loaded function, that's where the for each loop lives. So there's a for each loop that iterates through all the menu items in the XML list, and that's how it renders each one out using the same block of code. So if you had 50 items, you wouldn't have to add any more code. It would do it automatically. You would just have to add code to the XML file. You'd have to add more items in the XML file. But the code set up here in Flash will suck it all up automatically. So what else? Down in the bottom, outside of the XML loaded function, there's two more functions, one for the mouse out and one for the mouse over effects. And a lot of the code inside of the functions deals with how the buttons are supposed to look, and you can change that all up, change up the colors, the gradients, the over effects. So we have the over and out effects at the bottom there, and the click effect, or the click state, is actually in the loop, and you have to do some special targeting, and you'll see how I laid that out, because I commented the code out real nice. You'll see how I laid out the click state, and you can understand how using one function, this one function will work for all six buttons. So pretty much that. And the next lesson I'll be putting up right after this one is going to be XML magic pages. Show you how to make a menu, and pretty much basically it's a whole site through code. Pretty cool. So you can expect that one too. So see you guys next lesson.